Can someone move to get us back in public?
Second.
So moved by Caitlin? Is that right? Okay. Seconded by, okay, so moved by Caitlin, seconded by Stephen. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, all those, so passed unanimously. So now we're back. I'm gonna be really directive just to kind of get us going. The first thing I'd like us to discuss is to someone to propose a motion that we don't dissolve the HR committee so that we can finish the 2019 evaluation and then finish that. And then we, at a later point, we can discuss making a recommendation to dissolve the HR committee. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Who would like to, you could just say so moved.
So moved.
So moved by Caitlin, seconded by Stephen. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay. So, well, it passed unanimously. Great. Okay. And then a really quick thing, since we are still continuing on as an HR committee, for the purposes of executive sessions, I would like us to discuss or just make a motion about whether we should just have a minutes taken during executive session, which are then sent directly to council, and that is how we will record those sessions.
Written. Yeah.
Written minutes to and then sent to general counsel after the meeting, executive session concludes.
So moved.
So moved by Caitlin. Seconded by Stephen. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that motion passes. Thank you. And finally, addressing you, AJ, directly, one of the things we would like from you is a more detailed evaluation based on the goals and all the sub notes and all the categories and things that are, you know, that were written in the notes. And this is I wanted to add just for the record, if there's any confusion or concern at all, please communicate with us, because we want to make sure that you have all access and all understanding to what we're trying to get from you. But there was some, I would say in general, we're just struggling with making some determination in some of the categories, not all of them. There were some that we're pretty comfortable making them, but we just needed more information. But we need the more detailed information that is really tied more to the exactly how the goals were stated.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It doesn't. Maybe I could question borrow. One or yes. Doing the whole, I thought we were just doing question one.
Oh, well, let's discuss that since we're in public. Yeah, I guess we can limit it so that you don't do too much work. So for goal of objective number one regarding the ABBG categories, so wherever there are, I think what we're looking for is just more analysis and more details about that particular category.
That ties back to what we were
doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. Mm-hmm. That will be easy. I think it's not really performance based for me, but I can do that. Okay. For that. And just so you know, and I tried to explain it, ABBG is like 2 years delayed. So it will show that I've like done some immense improvements, which is not really tied to anything that a decision I've made or anything I've done.
Okay.
So I just wanted to be very transparent about that, because I don't want you to, like, I don't want to take credit or fault for something that there's nothing in my performance that's directly tied.
Yeah.
And I think there had been discussion at previous ones, kind of HR committee meetings, definitely different members, that yes, there's the agency's performance that's tied to the overall, and then there's my specific performance. I'm okay with doing that. I just want to let you know that if I do, the analysis would really be directly on ABBG and how the agency performs. So it's not as directly tied.
I would add.
And I just want to say that for transparency, because I don't want you to say that I'm pulling the wool. So I just want to be clear, like transparent with you guys about that analysis.
I always just call that out in the write-up going, this happened, but the previous administration.
And I thought I did call that out in, that's exactly what I said. I actually did say that in my response.
I was going to say.
But I can do like straight analysis, which is easy.
I think that the group would like that. That, yes, that would definitely be helpful. And then there's a second part, which is the development of processes for making improvements within the priority areas.
Okay.
So to go into a lot more detail on that one.
I can do that.
Actually, I'll let Caitlin talk first. Do you want to look at this?
Oh, no, I just. was gonna echo what Steven said. As we look at how to best have your evaluation be representative of your performance moving forward, that type of feedback on your current self-evaluation that like, hey, by the way, this is delayed, is helpful for us when we say, what's the best method moving forward? Oh, well, that question wasn't really great because of this reason. Because we I had no idea that was
And in fact, the explanation for that particular goal actually cites our lack of experience and knowledge in that particular area. So just to, I know you've read this, but just to reread it, that asking you to make a recommendation to us about specific areas that we should focus on, as well as gathering input from us, as well as developing a process to make improvements in these priorities, which we discussed. But I think maybe more to the letter of what this particular goal is is specifying.
Easy enough.
And then I guess for objective two, with the maintaining of positive community relations, in addition to the information we've already gathered, we wanted you to provide more details about how and your interactions with the specific community people, and to kind of show what, and I know it's going to be qualitative, like what was gained and what was developed or what has changed in the past from previous relationships to this, the current relationship. Just as an example, like maybe with Springfield Chamber of Commerce, the relationship was such in 2017, and now in 2019, it is different in some way. But not that you have to do it exactly that way, but just to kind of give us a little bit more information as to what has changed, what's progressing. Does that make sense? Does that echo what everyone was thinking about that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd love to hear specifics, on impact and how your, because you have positive community relations, how does that translate to the agency?
And if I may say for Caitlin, I think you were interested, this was not something we were evaluating on, but just something we were curious about, like how much time do you spend doing this roughly? And that's not a criteria we're going to evaluate on, but just so we know how much your time you're using for this kind of task.
That's great. Actually, that's good input. I'll be as accurate or imprecise as I can. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this is subjective.
Yes.
You know, because it's hard for me to say they just love me.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? That's really, but I think maybe in that category, I think quantify that because I actually look at my calendar and make sure that I balance my time with employees, the board, and you guys haven't taken as much of my time actually the last 6 months, so I've actually have seen, I color code my calendar to see that, and then nonprofits, like chambers and businesses, private, so it's like a diversified, and government was just the other, all the different relationships that we value to make sure that I'm not overly heavy in one area or the other. So quantifying is actually very easy for me.
Okay.
The subjectivity about what has improved or what the agency has done, it's I think it's very subjective. So I will just say it would be foolish of me to like say bad things about myself, but it's also not kind of fair for me to be like, they just love me, So I'm going to just kind of give that a lot of thought to see how I can present it in a way that is useful for you. But the quantitative is easy because that's kind of how I manage mine.
And I don't want you to misinterpret that, I said this to the committee, which is like, some 2-minute interactions can be even more valuable than a 2-hour interaction. So I didn't want you to make a correlation that just because you spent more time with a group, and some groups may need more of your time because there was a lot of damage, for example, to repair with that group. But not necessarily caused by you, but just for whatever reason. But there was just a curiosity as to like, how much time are you spending on doing this? So
I think it's nice just having testimonials. So if you say, hey, I really built up this positive relationship with John Reese, and as a result, he invited LTD to this private training or LTD staff to a private training. And as a result, he and the city supported this initiative I don't know. I think there's stuff that you're doing that is benefiting the agency that I think is nice to tell the board about.
Yeah.
Thank you. We didn't set a deadline, but, we should probably do that.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? I was actually working on two other employees' evaluations.
Would it be crazy? But they want me to worry. End of this month, July 31st. Is that crazy?
For us to be done?
No, for AJ to get that to. Yes.
AJ, much comfortable.
Oh, okay. We can do that way.
I will. I'm looking at my calendar to see what.
Busy this weekend, Oregon Country Fair.
I haven't decided if I'm going yet or
you
not.
You should.
I've never gone.
What, you guys? It's
what,
so fun.
You know, just one. What I will say is next week is a very busy week, but I would say close of business on the 26th, the following week.
Oh, okay. If
you
that's comfortable.
A little bit of breathing room in case something pops up.
I can't, I'm on vacation that week, so I'm sure I can get up and get that done on my, just so. That's just what you do. It's just what you do. The 26th sounds okay. Good. Yeah. Because the other thing is, scheduling of meetings then also happens. You guys have to review it and there's a lot of things that follow, so I don't want to. Yeah. Stretch out my end when I know it's something I can get done. And I'm understanding is just goal number one.
One and then more extrapolation on goal two. With the community relations.
Oh, yeah. Those are straightforward. Okay. Good. Yeah, that's more time than I need.
If something changes.
The 26th. Close the business the 26th, which is Friday.
26th. Yeah. Then that way Camille can schedule us for a time period after that.
Okay.
For us to meet.
Yes, so I was going to ask. With all of you here, do all of you have access to your calendars right now? Would you like to set that next meeting before
we can. Is are you still okay with time, Caitlin? Or are there two kids sitting out in the corner somewhere?
In a car with the windows rolled up?
Let's just do this real quick.
Let's just do it. All right, let's do it. So I'm going to pass the 26th. Let's roll.
I can do the 29th in the morning, early afternoon. I'm free all day on the 30th until 3.
I can do any of those 3 days.
I can do morning of the 31st. Stephen, are any of these helpful? I'm free the entire August.
Tuesday the 30th, Wednesday the 31st. Fairly wide open.
Okay.
What works best for you
too? Do you want to say?
Could we do morning of the 30th?
Sure.
Is that like a 10? Or something, or 9, or...
I would prefer earlier, if possible, like 8:30.
And do you guys need me at that meeting?
I would say no.
Okay.
But do we have... Wait, what if we have questions?
No, here's, so should David be on call?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I need David. So let me just tell you what we have going on that day. So I have a memo that I'm sending out to staff and to the board. Because if you recall, we did some positions elimination. So we've been working on that at the director level. So we're actually having on the 30th a meeting with directors, leadership council, and employees on that morning.
Yeah.
So I really want to all the management to really support the organization on that. And I'll give you guys a memo Monday. I think Monday we're
sending
that out.
How about Tuesday afternoon, three at the end of the day so that...
I can't that day.
Oh, okay.
What are you...
How about Wednesday morning?
The 31st, I'm wide open and we're all wide open. If you guys said the 31st in the morning worked.
Morning Wednesday? You seem to like mornings.
I could do...
Wednesday at 9 would be good.
Yeah. I don't think I can do 8:30.
Okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Wednesday at 9?
Does that work for you, Stephen?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we said July 31st, 9 a.m.
Good.
For me, it's a convenience thing, so I don't have to keep going back and forth. So, thanks, Caitlin. You're very nice to me.
And I think we're trying to get a signature from you.
Oh, okay. We'll do. Okay. Yes. LTD. Yes. Yes. Main headquarters. Great. Good.
The next stop center is free that day. I don't know if it's easier for you guys to get there. Or
do you guys?
Just as an option.
That's closer to you, isn't it?
Well, it's really close to me, but I don't want everyone else having to drive to accommodate me.
It doesn't hurt me.
It doesn't hurt me either.
It's downtown, but
free.
Yeah.
MX right for us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like across the street from my office.
Well, then
yeah.
Are you sure?
That's very convenient for you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because you're doing me a favor.
I will put it in the meeting invite that I sent you.
Is there any other business that critical business that we need to take care of? I was looking at Chris in just case I forgot something.
for it.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Okay, great. So with if there's no other business, then I go ahead and drink it. Thank you, everybody.